Hello there. If you liked listening to Podlitical and now have a Scottish news-shaped hole in your podcast feed, I bring good news. Scottcast is a new podcast from the BBC. It's hosted by me, Martin Geisler, and I think, or at least I hope, you're going to like it. It's not a politics show, but we have and we will cover plenty of politics and policy. If you head over to our feed, you'll find an episode now about how John Swinney plans to fix the NHS. There's one about the rights and wrongs of a tourist tax, and another about President Trump's links to Scotland.
Donald Trump is going to be the biggest rainmaker, political rainmaker of this decade. Bit like the Hebridean weather, fair or foul, we're going to have to go along with that.
We've also got stuck into big issues which maybe aren't the top stories in the news every day, like housing, online pornography, and the rise in shoplifting.
This particular person had a foil-lined pram.
But
it never just stopped at that. It had a fake pair of baby legs sticking out of the bottom of it. And who in their right mind's going to wake a sleeping baby when their mother's just got it off to sleep?
And I was really pleased with the episode we did reflecting on the Lockerbie disaster. Here's Kay Adams telling us what it was like to be one of the first reporters on the scene that night.
This incredible fireball that was sitting, you know, just beyond. And I clearly remember the debris. There must have been inches of debris underfoot, cars sitting there burnt out. And I could see firemen and women there trying to attend this massive crater.
If that sounds like a good mix of stuff, do think about liking, subscribing and following us. We put a new episode out every Monday through to Thursday and it'll be there by 5 p.m. Cheers for now.
Scottcast.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.